Introduction. The first step in juggling your finances is figuring out where you stand. What are you juggling? That's what the Juggling Your Finances, Getting Started, Earn, Spend, Own, Owe guide covered. It walked you through how to calculate your monthly income, your monthly expenses, your assets, and your liabilities. Now that you know what you earn, what you spend, what you own, and what you owe, it's time to figure out how well you're doing. Earnings versus expenses. First things first, do you earn more than you have to pay to expenses? In the Getting Started guide, we used a one-month time period for this. But as I mentioned there, use the time period that makes sense for you and your situation. Since most bills are paid monthly, looking at this on a monthly basis does make the most sense for most people. So, between all of your income sources that you can count as reasonable and expected month to month, do you bring in more money each month than you have to pay out? The ideal answer to this question is yes. This means that on a short-term basis, you're covering your expenses. As long as you keep your job, your expenses don't increase, and you don't have any longer-term savings needs, you are going to be just fine. If you're earning less than you're spending each month, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're in trouble. Like I mentioned in the Getting Started guide, as a consultant, my income was variable enough that I considered my monthly income to be zero for planning purposes. I was doing quite well for most of the time that I was a consultant, but my answer on a month-to-month basis would have been no to this question. Another scenario where this answer can be no and someone can be just fine is when you're in school. If you're paid a quarterly stipend or finance your living expenses through student loans that are paid out at the beginning of the quarter, then you'll have no monthly earnings to offset your monthly expenses. In both of the two scenarios I mentioned, what you do need is to have savings or cash in the bank to cover your expenses, and you need to have enough of it to cover your expenses until the next time you're going to receive money. Which leads to our next measure of your financial health,